The Nikki Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi, where the meat is delivered fresh every day, the Aldi way.
Lad, because Dublin footballer Philly McMahon has many strings to his bow, one of the best footballers in the country, juggling his club and county commitments. And on top of this, he owns and runs three very successful gyms and even set up a paleo meal delivery service. Philly is one of DCU's many success stories, and he joins us on the Roadcaster. Philly, must be great coming back to DCU for you.
Yeah, it is. It's great to see all the young students around. I think it's the open day, isn't it, this week?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's great to see. It's not so good to try to get parking. So, it's one thing that I wasn't living on campus when I was here, so the parking wasn't as good as it.
You're from Ballymun, aren't you?
I'm from Ballymun.
So down the road.
Even though I'm only from Ballymun, and I still drove down.
come on.
I'm very lazy, yeah.
Wow.
So did you play for Ballymun Kickhams?
Yeah, I still play for Ballymun Kickhams now, yeah.
And how's that going for you?
We didn't have a good year this year. Now we got beaten by Vincent's in the championship, but we've got a really young team, and we've got five Dublin players. So sometimes that's a bad thing. But so hopefully next year we can build on that and do a bit better.
But a massive year with Dublin.
Yeah, Dublin's been good this year. We've had a massive success. We've won the four. I suppose cups that we could possibly win, and on top of that, then we got seven All-Stars. So we've got three lads playing international rules tomorrow, which is great to have. Four. It's going to be a good game tomorrow against the Aussies.
The international rules is always interesting, because it's the one, because we're the only country to play GAA, obviously. But you kind of mix it up with the Aussie rules, they come together, and it's Ireland versus Australia. There's always killings in these games.
It's quieting down over the years, but this is my first year involved in it, and I'm really looking forward to the physicality side of it. The Aussies are big men, and it's always on the borderline of happening. I think it's got very skillful. The Aussies are definitely looking at the skills of the game, and we're looking at then the physicality side of it, because they're professional.
They're big lads as well.
Yeah, they're very big. Yeah, their full forwards would be much bigger than the full forwards that we've come up against. So their big men are inside, and physically, that's probably where we're going to win and lose the game, I think.
I was saying to you off air there, I always think Ireland are at a slight advantage, correct me if I'm wrong, because the Aussies don't play with goalkeepers. So, tomorrow, let's say, when the game is on, any chance that you guys may get, if you go for goal, they're sticking an outfield fella in goal, let's say, whereas you guys will have a goalkeeper in goal.
Yeah, they don't have a goalkeeper in their sport, but they have a player in goal tomorrow that's one of their most decorated athletes in AFL. He's got over 400 appearances, which is massive. There's only two people in their sport that ever do that, so he's got massive experience. But it's in the compromise rules, it's more so trying to get the possession, because right. You've got the mark, you're passing the ball, you get a mark, and you can't really touch a player. So tomorrow, we're hoping that we get a good start to the game and hopefully get up the pitch to get a chance to test the goalkeeper.
Hey, what time is kickoff tomorrow in Croke Park? What time is throwing? Good night. Yeah. Sharon, find out what time the kickoff is tomorrow for the game.
I show up the time for the meeting time.
I knew we were in trouble when you threw to me. I thought, well, listen, good luck on that one. So you've also, you've got three gyms.
I've got four gyms.
Four gyms.
He's opened up another one since I got this page.
Oh, and you also own Fit Food, which is kind of a delivery service of food. And it's not, as you were saying there off air, it's not just paleo. It's kind of just a healthy balance, sort of getting the balance right for to suit different people.
Yeah, obviously the Irish society, we're trying to get more healthier, and the obesity levels in this country have soared. So, there's definitely a market there to help people in the nutrition. So the Fit Food company is it's basically food made that you'd normally associate as bad made healthy. So we'd have the likes of the spice bags and the mega boxes that we're launching this week, and we'd also have treats that would be sugar free.
So can you order now so I'm sitting home tonight, Friday night, and I'd like to
order. Watching the Late Late Show.
I'm watching the Late Late Show. I'm watching Hometown performing, because I'd never miss the Late Late. And you want a treat, but you don't want to feel bad about it. So this is the way to go. What exactly now would I get in my
Beshoff's
mega box
do a
bag?
Great Oh, no, sorry, you're talking healthy.
No, we're talking healthy. So what would you get in this kind of mega box bag?
So the mega box, if you were to buy a mega box, say in a Chinese, you would get the likes of the noodles and the similar to a spice tray. You'd get your shredded chicken and you'd get your normal chips and curry sauce. Whereas the healthy, the version that we've done, you'd get Singapore noodles, but the noodles would be made of courgette.
Oh, lovely.
We'd coat our chicken in almond flour rather than breaded flour. So and also then we'd cook it in coconut oil rather than, you know, the normal, I suppose, conventional way of takeaways do it in deep fat fried oil, like, you know. So it's healthy in that perspective. It's low in carbohydrates, high in protein as well, and I suppose it's tricking the brain to think that, you know,
I think I'm eating bad,
but I'm not really, like, you know.
That's a great way to do it.
To eat like this and say more healthy like this, do you also have to be training? Because I suppose a lot of people that might go, you know what, I'll try this this paleo diet out mixed with healthy eating, but I'm not training.
Yeah. No, not really. It's probably the opposite. I think a lot of people that maybe are not training that are, you know, thinking, oh, I'm going to get into training eventually, that this could be their give them a head start, you know. So I suppose the big problem with most people that are thinking of joining gyms or starting to train is that their diet is their biggest problem. So this will give them a head start, this will give them a bit of a boost. And I suppose the big thing is if you haven't got time to cook or you don't know how to cook healthy food, that it's so easy and convenient just to order a fit food option.
There's a famous saying that six packs are made in the kitchen.
I would say I hear this a lot because of the gyms I have, but I think six packs are made in your head.
Right.
It's the mindset, like, you know. Yeah. If you can get your head around nutrition and training, you'll get results.
And what if you take the sea off chips, what do you get?
Oh,
see what I mean? There you go. Now tell us about the gyms. Why did you get into starting up and open up the gyms? How did that start?
I suppose it started when I was working in DCU Sport here on campus in the gym down here, and I was surrounded by students, and I said to myself, I want to go on and do a degree. So I had to go back and repeat my leaving cert. At that stage I had a big loan for a car, and the parents said they'd support me with the food, and they'd help me any way they could, but I was still paying off a loan, so I was living on basically about €2 a day, typical student. So I had to start off doing classes to make extra money, you know, to continue on and repeat my leaving cert, and it kind of boomed at that stage. So that was 10 years ago, and it went from four women to 60 women in a matter of months, like, you know, and then here we are today with four gyms.
So you must be training 6 days a week, obviously being your own gym, and then obviously with your Ballymun Kickham's commitments, and then when you get into county football as well.
Well, from say December, January, we'd start a pre-season with Dublin, and you'd start doing a small bit with the club, but it's generally when you're with Dublin, you're training with them, and then you get released every so often to play with Ballymun Kickham's. But I'm constantly in the gyms, obviously working and trying to get the extra sessions in as much as I can.
Did you watch the TV show on last week, Up for the Game, where they had mic'd the referee and stuff?
I watched,
from a fan's point of view, it was brilliant.
Yeah, sorry.
But I'm not sure you boys knew that the ref was mic'd.
No, we didn't. No. I might have been a bit more polite if I did know. But no, the players didn't know, which is disappointing, like, you know, because I think we were the only probably people that didn't know.
Really?
But it was very good. The referee was came across well, and I think it's something that probably could be introduced for the future.
Well, you see it in the rugby and stuff now, they do that. Well, from a fan's point of view, it was really enjoyable. But obviously I think you boys should have known about it as well. Listen, I know you're in a big rush because you got that game tomorrow. Do you think Ireland can win against Australia tomorrow?
God, they're either bringing a strong team, so the criteria to be on the Australian team, you have to be an All-Australian, so that's the equivalent of being an All-Star over here. So they've brought their best players. They beat us last year, so they kind of do it on two stage series. This is the second one from last year, so it's going to be tough. They're not coming over here to mess about. Like, they've a flight on the Sunday morning straight away over here, so they might be here to get a job done and head home. So it's going to be a tough competition, but I suppose Joe Kiernan, the Ireland manager, has picked a really strong Irish team, so we're not messing about either, so it's going to be good. But yeah, hopefully we can get the win.
How many All-Ireland medals have you got now?
Three.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I suppose if you told me before I started playing for Dublin I was going to have three All-Irelands, I would have laughed at you, you know. But to get three now, to have three now is an amazing feeling. Yeah.
And how old are you now?
28.
So hopefully more to come.
Fingers crossed, yeah. Hopefully in the near future we'll have a couple more, yeah.
Do you think, last question because I'm interested in this, do you think that the other counties are behind Dublin in terms of their training techniques or stuff like that? Why are Dublin, they look so elite at the moment?
There's so many things that you can, you know, so many variables, I suppose, that will, most counties will have good trainers, they'll have, you know, they'll have good resources, they'll have good setups. I suppose it comes down to the players. That's what it's about. It's what the player, the application of the players, and the Dublin lads that I'm involved with or have been involved with in prior teams, of their application's being very good, the culture's being very good, and we work for each other. And with then having a management team that let us express ourselves, that's obviously a bonus as well. So I suppose I'm lucky that I've been involved with a group of players that have been so talented, and I suppose the group before that, there was a lot of talented players in that group as well, but they weren't, I suppose, collectively talented. So we've got there's an amalgamation of a lot of things coming together, and we're just lucky that, well, I'm lucky that I'm this age, I suppose, and getting a chance to play with these players and win All-Ireland.
Oh, definitely, it's definitely an era that'll be never forgotten, because, you know, it's whether the next lot coming through are as good or not, who knows, but yet to see. But certainly you'll be looking back on these years as a special time. Yeah. Philly, my man, thanks for joining us. Give it up, Philly, everybody. We'll take a song on 2FM.